with your hands and give him the praise. With your hands in praise and worship. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12.
Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. There must be an answer. Let it be. 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 There must be an answer. Let it be. In my life, in my body, in my business, in everything, Lord,
there must be
an answer. Let it be. 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 Oh.
There must be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
There's gonna be.
There must be an answer.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
There must be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
There must be
an answer.
Let it be.
One more time. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
There must be an answer. Let it be.
If your body, if your body suffers pain, and your hope you just can't regain, and your soul is almost broken in despair, Jesus knows. He knows the pain you feel. He can heal and he can help. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. I say, if your body, if your body suffers pain, and your health you just can't regain, and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows. He knows the pain you feel. He can heal and he can help. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Why don't you leave it there? Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. He will trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Country, 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 country. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. One more time, sing.
Leave it there. Leave it there.
Take your burdens.
Take your burdens
to the Lord. And leave it there. If you trust,
if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
One more time, leave it there.
Leave it there. Leave it there.
Take your burdens.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens
to the Lord and Elizabeth.
If you trust and never doubt, it will surely bring you out of poverty, out of barrenness, out of sickle cell disease, out of HIV disease, out of tuberculosis. It will surely bring you out of family crisis. It will surely bring you out of the reproach and the shame you have been. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Look your burden
to the Lord and bring it back.
If you trust and never doubt,
He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord.
I sense a very unusual anointing of God here this moment. I sense a very unusual manifestation. Stand and lift your hands. Know that arrow they fired at you is returning back to the person who fired it. And you shall hear the news that the person got what he meant for you. Touch. Receive it. The arrow fired into that man. I retrieve it now. Send it back to sender. Let it be testified to the Lord that it happened. In Jesus' precious name. Stand up, sister. Lift your hands up. She's standing already here. Lift your hands. In the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, I declare release. It's yet another level for you and your family. The next level. Receive it now. Touch! Take your burdens to the Lord. Anybody ready to leave his burden before the Lord? Take your burdens to the Lord.
Leave it there.
Luke chapter 12, verse 15. If in the course of the service you receive the touch of God, what you couldn't do before, go ahead and do it. Because it will not be a regular, normal pattern. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 15 he said, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking very quickly on the subject dealing with the root of affliction. Dealing with the root of affliction. Many years ago, I wrote a book titled Jehovah Rapha, It's out of print and out of circulation, but very soon we are going to bring it back. This was a key passage in that book. And in that book, one of the major statements is that bitterness is the foundation for sickness. It's a major foundation for sickness. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning, it has been confirmed that many physical ailments, many things that people feel in their bodies is a product of something hiding in the spirit. Something hiding in the soul. Something hiding in the spirit. It translates, it manifests in the body as a physical affliction. It's confirmed. Too confirmed. Somebody might be having a hypertension or a migraine headache or a peptic ulcer disease or even a cancer or something because something is hiding inside the mind, hiding inside the soul, hiding inside the spirit. I read a book by Paul Yonggi-cho, and he told the story of a young lady. This young lady was married to a multi-millionaire in Korea. But she had a very terrible affliction that could not be diagnosed. They took her to all the psychiatrists in Korea. The man spent money, flew her everywhere to get this woman free. The root of her affliction could not be traced. She was drying up. She was drying up. She was dying. But nobody could know why this woman was going like this. All of a sudden, as Paul Yonggi-cho began to minister and pray to this minister, the Lord said that there is something that she's not saying. There is something inside that she has to speak out. And as he interrogated this woman, the woman said, while she was an undergraduate in the university, she had very, very many relationships. From one man to the other, one man to the other. She was a very bad girl. Her parents were very unhappy with her lifestyle. She lived from man to man, committed several abortions. I don't know whether she was able to count the number of abortions she ever committed. But later on, she was able to renew her relationship with God, to come to God and surrender her life to Christ. And she became a Christian, and a good man married her, a godly man married her. And then she gave birth to a child and gave birth to children, despite her history. But she was never able to forgive herself. She said every time she came back from work or came from the office, and her children ran to her and they say, "Mommy, welcome, Mommy, welcome." She won't receive them well. She tells herself, "I'm not worthy to be your mommy. I'm not worthy for you to call me mommy. I'm a bad person. I'm a wicked person. I'm a terrible person. I'm not worthy. No, nobody should love me. I don't deserve love from anybody." And this thing occupied her heart, and she was dying gradually. It couldn't be diagnosed. In this case, there was a root, something in her spirit, something in her mind that was affecting her body. When the pastor went to the root of this problem, then this lady could forgive herself, could receive the forgiveness that God had provided her, and without any treatment, she was healed. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is true. Pastor Ayo Risajafo told a story some time ago about a man in the choir, matured man, a family man in the choir. All of a sudden, he got a mysterious sickness that could not be healed. And he was just going until before he will die, He had to say, excuse me, at least even if I have to die, let God forgive me. What was he? What was the problem? He was sleeping with his daughter, 8 years old. 8 year old girl. And he had that demon of incest that put him under pressure to have immoral relationship with his daughter. He will do that and still come to church and sing. Do that and still come to church and sing. And after a while, that thing heaped up, that guilt heaped up, that it heaped up in his spirit. It manifested in the body as sickness. And he died from what I heard. Why? When there is something wrong in the spirit of man, when there is something wrong in the mind of man, it has the capacity to translate into the body as sickness. I believe that somebody is going to be free here today, because this is the aim of this message. You know, lost in the heart of Absalom, in the heart of Amnon. You remember Amnon, the son of King David. You remember Amnon? I believe it was 2 Samuel chapter 11 from verse 1. And this young man wanted to commit immorality with his sister, the same father. And he didn't know how to do it. And that thing was killing him, until his friend Jonadab said to him one day, why are you drying up? Why are you drying up? You are the king's son. You have all the money in this world, but you are drying up. Something is wrong with you. And Amnon said, it is true. I love my sister Tamar. I want to sleep with her. That sin in his heart, that lust in his heart, that satanic incestuous spirit in his heart was killing him in the physical. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is what we want to do today, to eliminate out of your system everything inside there that has been killing you. Some of you, it has been there for 15 years. Some of you for 30 years. Some of you for 5 years. Something is there inside that is there wounding your life and wounding your body, and it must be released today. 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 If you believe that, say loud amen. My wife and I went to visit a woman. We visited a woman maybe about 11 years ago. And this woman was dying of cancer. And the moment we stepped into that room and we began to pray, the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me that the woman was holding something against somebody, and she needs to forgive that person so she can be healed. And so we looked at her and said, madam, there is something wrong. There is somebody you are holding in your heart. Somebody that must be forgiven. Somebody that you must release. And then she broke down and started crying. Who is it? Her husband. Husband that she married when he had nothing. They grew together. They built houses together. They invested together. They put money together. She even had more money than the man. They put the money together. Built story buildings and everything. And after the man has arrived, he pushed her out and brought in another woman. Pastor, what is paining me is if I left with something, it would have been all right. But everything I have, we put it together and built everything together. And he pushed me out like that and brought in a girl, pastor, and she couldn't forgive. It was too bitter for her. And that translated physically into physical cancer. A young lady had cancer of the blood, and she went to the hospital, and I that is leukemia, and she went to the hospital, and the Christian doctor told her there is something must be released, and it was her father. She was a nurse. It's her father. She was a little girl like this when her mother fell sick, and then her father sent her to call the doctor. Before the doctor could come, the mother had died. And he saw the mother being put inside a box. Nobody explained what is going on to her.
and saw the mother being covered in the coffin. Nobody explained what was going on to her. And saw the mother being put into the ground and covered. She didn't know what was going on. Before she could realize what is happening, the father has brought in another woman, and the woman is oppressing her. In her mind it is, my father killed my mother and then brought a wicked woman to manhandle me. From her youth till she grew, that bitterness was there. And when she became a matured woman, it translated into blood cell cancer. Beloved brothers and sisters, she had to be taught how to forgive her father. And when she agreed and forgave her father, and the Lord helped her, then within 6 weeks, the cancer disappeared without treatment. Beloved brothers and sisters, I am here today to let you know that luggage in your spirit, that thing that is in your mind, in your soul, maybe it's 25 years ago, you thought you have forgotten it, but it is still right there. It's still right there tormenting your flesh. That thing is coming out today. It's coming out today. It's coming out today.
See what the Bible says. Say, look diligently, lest anybody fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up from inside you trouble you. You know what that means? 5 things I will show you on bitterness. Number 1, bitterness cuts people off from the grace of God. There is something in your heart, in your mind, that can cut you off from the grace of God. The grace of God is what causes people to be healed. It's what causes people to be delivered. It's what causes people to be saved. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Bitterness and the root of whatever is troubling you inside, it cuts people from the grace of God. Number 2, bitterness has a root. It has a root. Something cost it. There was an experience that cost it. Something happened sometime that caused the bitterness to start. Number 3, bitterness can grow. It says springing up. Now the Hebrew, the Greek word there is the word to swell up. You see, that bitterness and that thing in your heart today that you don't handle will swell up. It will swell up. It will blow up. It has the capacity to blow up. And when it blows up, number 4, it causes trouble. It causes trouble. It causes trouble. It causes trouble. There is a root of something that can cause you trouble. It troubles your body, troubles your liver, troubles your kidney. It causes trouble. And number 5, it defiles people. It defiles people. You say many be defiled. It contaminates people. There are people today around you who can be contaminated by the bitterness in your heart. There are people around you today who can suffer. How many of you know that a woman can be angry and the children will suffer for it? A man is bitter and his wife will suffer for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody is angry and people around him must feel it. Many be defiled. This is the word of the Lord for you. Let me make it simple for you. Maybe you are seated here now. Like that woman's book, many years ago, you misbehaved. You lived a life that was reckless. You did something and you couldn't tell anybody. There are things that are known to you that you never have received forgiveness from God. And even if you think God has forgiven you, inside you, you cannot forgive yourself. You feel very bad with your life. That is a cause of trouble for you. Am I speaking to anybody here? Maybe you are here and then somebody injured you, wounded you. Somebody hurt you. It may be your father. It may be your mother. It may be your friend. A boyfriend jilted you. Your father raped you, abused you. Your mother behaved as if it's not your mother. You are wondering at times, whether is this woman my mother? Maybe there is something that happened along the line in your life and it is there. You can never
come out of it. Arm robber came to a house, raped some people, and that thing is following that girl till tomorrow. Today, if you are such a person here, you are about to be set free. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? There is something that is bottled down there. It's a pain, it's a hurt, it's a grief, it's a heaviness, it's a bitterness that it is there, but it's like a deposit of many years ago, and now it is still working, but you are not aware. Today it must come out. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say louder, amen? Some people, it is disappointment, discouragement, regret. But something is inside. Something is right inside there that has settled. After a while, it gives you headache. After a while, it manifests in hypertension. After a while, they say it's diabetes. But it's inside there. Today, it will come out. Are you ready for it to come out? And I realize that bitterness is a spirit. Says the spirit of heaviness. Instead, he will give you the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So when those kind of things begin to happen, demonic spirit arrive. And they arrive to establish that bitterness in your life. Are you ready for a release today? Are you ready? Stand up on your feet. There are healings that will take place automatically. Deliverances that will take place automatically. Liberties that will be released on the spot. Lift your hands up before God. Thank Him for His word. Lift your voice and thank Him.
Oh,
alone. You are my one.
Help me know. Help me know.
Help me know you.
One more time. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
One more time. Help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help
me,
Lord.
Lift up your hands, people. I'd like you to be quiet everywhere. Is there anything in your past that is so painful? So painful. I'd like you to take a journey and just take a look back. Someone jilted you. Someone abused you. Maltreated you. Deceived you, attacked you, conspired against you. You felt the pain, you felt the hurt. It was so painful. It hurt so badly. Is there a regret in your life? Is there a missed opportunity you can't forgive yourself about? A bitterness, a hurt, a discouragement. You say, I have forgiven, but the pain was so deep that it left a deposit in your spirit. The disappointment was so terrible that it left a remnant in your mind. You said you have forgiven, but when you remember, it is still very painful. Can you remember any of those things? For some of us, it has limited us from entering our destiny, because when you hold to the past, you can't reach to the future. For some of us, it has limited our potential. For some of us, it has cut us off from the presence of God. So we fail of the grace of God when there is a root of bitterness. You remember any of those things? I'd like you to release them now. Mention the occasion. Mention the circumstance. Mention the situation. And say, I release the pain that came from that hurt, that came from that disappointment. I release the bitterness associated with that betrayal. I release the pain. I release the hurt. And then some of you will forgive yourself. Lord, I receive your forgiveness and I forgive myself. I can't hold myself in my past. I forgive myself. Open your mouth and speak it now. For some of you, this is the healing you have been looking for. This is the healing you have been looking for. This is the healing you have been looking for. This is the deliverance you have been looking for. You have been bound in the mind, bound emotionally, bound in your heart. There is something.
deposited in your mind, in your spirit. I release the hurt that went with this situation. I release the bitterness associated with that condition. I release the pain I felt because of how I was treated. I release it. Call, release it from your spirit. Release it from your heart. Release it. Release the guilt. Release it from your heart. Release it. In the name of Jesus. Some people are unable to get married or even enter into any meaningful relationship because they are afraid to be hurt again. They are afraid to be deceived again. Afraid to be betrayed again. A mental limitation is there. You say, all men are the same. No, all men are not the same. That is the lie of the devil. All women are the same. No, all women are not the same. That is the lie of the devil. You are going to release that mentality now. You are going to release that hurt. You are going to release that pain. You are going to release. I release that mindset. I release the pain. I release the bitterness. I release the malice. I release it. Open your mouth and release now. Everywhere you are now, take this moment very serious. One more opportunity I give you. Lord, the pain I felt when I was jilted, I release it now from my heart, from my spirit. I forgive him. I forgive Mike. I forgive James. I forgive George. I release the pain I felt. The disappointment I felt, the depression I felt, anywhere it is hiding in my spirit, hiding in my mind, I release it now. The way I was treated by my father, by my mother, whoever it is, the pain I felt at that time. I release this pain now. Anywhere it is hiding in my spirit, in my mind, I release it now. And I forgive him. I forgive him. The way I messed up, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. This regret in my spirit, I release it out. This regret in my spirit, I release it out. This unforgiveness in my mind, I release it out. I release it out. Just one more chance. This is the healing you have been talking about. This is the deliverance you've been looking for. Jesus. Lift up right hand everywhere you are. Don't be tired. Something unusual is about to happen.
Glory. Glory.
Lamb upon the throne.
Yeah. Upon the throne.
And unto.
We lift our voice to praise the Lord.
Lift your hands, lift that right on. To you, we lift our voice with praise.
And unto you, we lift our voice in praise. The Lamb upon the throne.
And unto Lord,
and unto you, we lift our voice.
And until we lift our voice in praise, everybody sing, oh,
and unto you we lift our voice in praise, the Lamb upon.
Everybody lift your voice. And unto you we lift our voice in praise. Unto you and on. And unto you we lift our voice in praise.
We lift our voice in praise. The Lamb upon.
One more time. Thanks to you, Lord. And unto you,
the little boy today, the Lamb of God.
Lift your right hand up. Quietness everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Today, I curse every root of affliction in my mind, in my spirit, troubling my life and my body. I curse you. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Today, every unforgiveness an unforgiving spirit hiding in my heart, hiding in my mind, and troubling my life, I command you to get out in the name of Jesus. Every bottled up pain, bottled up regret, bottled up heaviness, disappointment, discouragement, depression, heaviness, hiding in my mind, hiding in my spirit, I command you, get out now in the name of Jesus. Every mentality and every activity, every negative attitude hiding in my spirit, hiding in my heart, hiding in my mind from a negative past experience, today I command you to get out. Out now in the name of Jesus. I receive my life together. I receive my destiny together. I receive my body together. I am healed totally, delivered totally, spirit, soul, and body. Today, in Jesus' name. And lift up your right hand, everybody. Just quietness everywhere. Lift your hand, your right hand. It's a manifestation of power of God that is about to move here. Some of the ushers will help me, and some of the counselors also, and protocol, and I'll pray for you when you have finished helping the others, so that you're also a part of this prayer. Lift your hands up, people. I see the wound in that person's heart, the injury, the pain of the past. It's hiding in your soul, hiding in your mind, hiding in your spirit up till today. Anchored by the spirit of heaviness and the spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness. Now rebuke that spirit that's hiding in that heart, in that soul, in that mind. You know that you will obey me, for I adjure you not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. Out! Spirit, heaviness, bitterness. I call every pain. I call every hurt. I call every bitterness. I call Malaya Gabara Galaya Gagara Tatatata. Every unforgiveness in the heart, in the mind, in the soul. That's right. That's right. Out there, out there, out there. That's right. That's right. Maga ya 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 babara tatatata. Bokolo poroto sutu ya ya ya. Thou poison of bitterness. Thou poison of bitterness. Thou poison of heaviness. Thou poison of unforgiveness. In the spirit of that person, at the count of three, you must be out. Now, one, two, three, out. That's right. Out, out. Yes, 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 yes. Out, 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 out. Bring them forward, bring them forward. That thing that is troubling your body, troubling your destiny, hiding in your spirit, hiding in your mind, I call it out now. Out, out, out. Thou tormenting devil, thou tormenting spirit, thou foul tormenting devil that is afflicting the body of that woman, afflicting her marriage, afflicting the fruit of her womb. Thou tormenting devil, thou tormenting spirit, affecting the destiny of that man, affecting the destiny of that woman that is from his past, hiding in the spirit of that man, hiding in the soul of that man. Out, 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 out. Lift your two hands, people. Lift your two hands. Say, Lord, touch me. Don't pass me by. While you are touching others, touch me also. Don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. I am ready, Lord. Lift your hands up. The pain from that sack in the office.